Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
It says in Ephesians 1 and 19, what is the great exceeding power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, talking about God's power toward us, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places. That's where Jesus is today. He defeated Satan by his death on the cross. He went into the lower regions of hell when he died. He took captivity captive. He took the keys of death and hell from the devil. And the devil was defeated. Then he came back on earth and he stayed here for some time and many people saw him, and then he ascended into heaven and he ascended and sat down next to the right hand of God in heavenly places. And now the scripture goes on to say he is far above all principalities. The principalities have to do with princes of authority, spiritual princes over the world. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Folks, we are the body of Christ, which means we have delegated authority. Jesus said that we could use the authority of his name to defeat the devil and evil opposition against our lives. A scripture that most of you know in Luke chapter 10 and 18. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And behold, I've given you authority to trample on serpents, representing Satan himself, and scorpions, evil spirits. And over all of the power of the enemy, God has invested you with authority over all of the power of the enemy. My question is, what are you doing with it? When you're attacked with sickness, when you're attacked on your job, when things happen to you and are coming against you, your life, your family, and your destiny, what are you doing with the power? Jesus said you can use the authority of his name and tell those things to back off. And to leave in Jesus' name. He's given you power over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Spirits are subject to you. Come on, repeat after me. Jesus has given me authority over all of the power of the devil, and spirits are subject to me. Mark 16, 17. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. By the authority of my name, they will cast out devils. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. Why do you need this? Because we're in a spiritual war, folks. We're in a spiritual war. You cannot raise a white flag of peace with the devil. He'll just shoot it down and then shoot you. Yes, he takes prisoners. Yes, there are millions of people in bondage to the enemy. But the end of that bondage will put them in hell. That's why they're in bondage. He has them in a holding pattern to go to hell. But God has given you power over all of the power of the devil. And he's given you power to help people to be set free from his plan. Somebody say amen. Now, what you need to understand is when you use the authority in the name of Jesus, God fights for you. I said, God fights for you. In the kingdom of God, it's not about your circumstances that define you. It's about your faith in God. Regardless of how bad things look, you serve a God who does the impossible. In Matthew chapter 19 and 26, Jesus said, humanly speaking, this is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. He has delegated authority given to every one of his followers who operate in faith. Now listen to this. This could blow your mind. Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, I tell you the truth, if you have faith, nothing would be impossible for you. God gave to Joseph a prophetic promise of promotion, but the devil fought against him through his brothers. Folks, listen, the devil uses people and say, hey, it's me. He's going to send somebody you know. He's going to send people to torment you, to stop you, to attack you. But you need to understand it's really the devil using them. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, and he went to Egypt and was bought by Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials. But although he was a slave, God still made him prosperous. Now figure that out. See, don't be intimidated by your circumstances, because wherever you find yourself, you can have the favor of God. Genesis 39 and 2, it says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And the Lord made everything that he did to prosper in his hands. Joseph's circumstances could not rob him of his favor. And this is what you need to understand. Whatever circumstance you find yourself in, guess what? You still have favor. I said you still have favor. The devil may attack you, but he can't attack your favor. You still have favor. Joseph was lied upon. He had it pretty good and there was prosperous in the house of Potiphar, but then his wife lied on him. Next thing you know, he went to prison. How many of you think that would be a great place to go? From slavery to prison. Sounds like he's going backwards. But once again, God gave him favor and he began to run the whole prison. He was in charge of the prison. He was in charge of the prisoners. See, it's not about your circumstance, it's about your favor. See, you need to check and see with whatever you're going through, whatever is holding you back, whatever your circumstance is, you need to ask yourself a question. Do I still have favor? See, because favor leads to promotion. Many times God is positioning you for a promotion, and it may look like a demotion. It may look like a lateral move. It may look like a pit, like Joseph. It may look like a prison, but all of this positioned Joseph for the palace. Don't you let your circumstances intimidate you, because God is on the throne. God is fighting for you. God is working it out in your favor. Instead of worrying about promotion, acknowledge and operate in the favor of God that he's given you. Why? Because God's favor always leads to promotion. It did with Joseph in Genesis chapter 41 and 39. It says that Joseph interpreted the king's dream. And then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has revealed the meaning of the dream to you, clearly no one else is as intelligent or wise as you are. So you will be in charge of my court and all of my people, and they'll all take orders from you. Only I, sitting on my throne, will have a rank higher than yours. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt. Everywhere Joseph went, the command was shouted, kneel down. So Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of all of Egypt. You know, his brothers said, we'll never bow. We'll never bow to you, Joseph, but eventually they did bow. See, and the Bible says that God will make your enemies your footstool. People who attack you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You still have the favor of God. King David, before he was king, he walked in the favor of God as a shepherd. God positioned him in the house of King Saul. And that led to a promotion for him, captain over the army. He married Saul's daughter. But when Saul heard that the people were honoring David more than him, or ascribing greater acts to David than him, then he became jealous. And then Satan used Saul to try to destroy David. And this is important for you to understand, folks, that you must never seek revenge against those who would try to harm you. David let God deal with Saul. See, you've got to let God deal with your Sauls. You've got to let God deal with your enemies. Why? Because he can do a better job of defeating them. Listen to what it says in Romans 12 and 19. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. And let me just say this to you. God says whoever touches you touches the pupil of his eye. See, it's not a light thing when people attack you. It angers God when people attack you. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you. So God says, no, don't take revenge yourself. I'll take care of it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. The Bible says, do not let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing what is good. You need to understand something, folks, that every person who attacks you, they need God's help because they are under God's judgment.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The devil uses people against you, but then they become God's target. Because God says, I will take revenge on them if they come against you. So you can be kind. You can do all of these things the scripture says because they need somebody's help. And you know, our focus should not be taking revenge. We should understand this is just the devil's ploy against me. He's just using this person against me. Get up on your tiptoes. You'll see the devil behind the person and say, I see you, devil. That's you. That's not them. And remember that they have a soul that needs to be saved. I'm talking to somebody right now. People who are coming against you. It may be your boss. It may be an XX. It could be anything. It could be some person. But God is telling you today, vengeance of mine, don't you strike back. Instead, you try to win them to me. Win them by love. Win them by kindness. Don't be overcome with evil. Overcome evil with good. Your circumstances can confuse you sometimes. Always remember, though, that God is fighting for you. Always remember that there's a plan. I want to encourage everybody here, especially if you're going through something today, don't die in the place of your disappointment. A lot of people have. When I think of that statement, I think about Naomi. Naomi experienced a family tragedy. Her and her husband and her boys, they moved. From Bethlehem, and they went into Moab. God said, don't do that, but they did it. Her husband led them into the land, and they died. But then things were going so bad, she says, I'll return to Bethlehem. What's interesting, the word Bethlehem means the house of bread. So she went back, and when she was going back, her daughter-in-law, Ruth, said, listen, I want to go with you. You know what? Sometimes we get off track, and we wander from God's plan. But can I just say this to you folks? God already knew you were going to make a mistake. So don't just say, well, it's too late. It's never too late. God knew you were going to make a mistake. And the way back is where you're going to pick up from God's will and plan for your life. Look at the person next to you and say, when you make a mistake, it's not too late to get the blessing. See, when we acknowledge our mistakes and allow God to renew his plan for our lives, folks, listen, many times God will make you a guide for other people on your way back who need to find him. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you begin sharing your testimony. Now, some of you are testimony closet saints. You don't want to tell anybody where you came from. You want them to think you were born a saint of God. That you never did anything wrong. But the Bible says that we overcome the devil by the word of our testimony. And it's not just us overcoming, but other people will overcome the devil when they hear your testimony. You need to start sharing what God did for you. You need to start telling people what God did for you. And in Ruth's case, she saw her mother-in-law. She saw how she lost her husband. She saw how she lost her two sons. And when she saw her still praying to God and believing with God, she said to her mother-in-law, look, I want what you have. I want that. I want to follow you. Folks, listen, even your missteps are working out for good when you repent and return to God's original plan, because God can use you as a guide for someone else to make it into the kingdom. Naomi's circumstances caused her to change her name, though. In Ruth 1 and 20, it says, she said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me bitter. The Almighty has dealt me a bitter blow. I left here full of life, and God has brought me back empty. Why would you call me Naomi, or Pleasant was her name? Because God certainly doesn't. Listen, folks, don't allow your circumstances to cause you to change your name. Don't change your attitude. Don't change who you are. God made you that pleasant person. God made you a person of faith. God made you an optimistic person. Don't let the trials of life change you. Believe in God. I'm talking to somebody right now. I feel it in my spirit. Things have happened to you that have left you a little jaded with life. You're not quite sure. You believe in God. You believe the Bible. But why has all of these things happened? God doesn't want you to lose your faith. It's time for you to pick up your faith where you dropped it. And realize that as you trust in God, a miracle will happen for you. There's a miracle just ahead that God wants to drop upon your life. If you'll just believe, get up from where you are. Don't allow the place of disappointment to be the place you die. No, keep moving forward. God has something better for you. Naomi was wrong. Why? Her disappointment in God was not enough for her to just say, forget God. When she became obedient to God, it resulted in the fulfillment of God's plan for her life. I'm talking to someone today. Just start being obedient. It's going to set everything back in the right frame where you can move forward again and receive the blessings of God. It's not too late. God is still there. God is still watching over you. God has protected you so that you didn't get into more trouble, so that you didn't get into more financial problems, so that you didn't get connected with the wrong people or the wrong things. You saw people along the way whose lives are really messed up now, but look at you. You can still go forward. You can still maneuver your life. You can still get yourself together. Who am I talking to today? God is saying it's not too late. You had a call on your life. The call hasn't been revoked. You need to get up. Don't die in the place of your disappointment and go and say, Father, help me to fulfill your will, your plan, and your purpose, the one that you purposed before I was born. In Ruth chapter 4 and 13, it shows that Naomi was wrong because God had a plan. And when she returned to the place where God had originally sent her. The fulfillment of God's plan for her family came to pass. It says that Boaz, which was a rich relative of hers, married her daughter-in-law, Ruth. And by God's gracious gift, she conceived and had a son. Now listen to this. It says, then the town women said to Naomi, blessed be God. He didn't leave you without a family to carry on your life. May this baby grow up to be famous in Israel. Boaz and Ruth had a baby. It goes on to say the neighborhood women started calling him Naomi's baby boy. Ruth did all the work, but Naomi got all the praise. The Bible says his real name was Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of David. Folks, don't be intimidated by your circumstances. God is working out everything for your good. Believe it. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your circumstances may be an attack from the devil, but you can change your circumstances by acting in faith, trusting God, using the word of God to speak. Jesus said, if you will say to your situation, be moved, it'll happen if you believe that the things that you're saying will come to pass. Don't doubt it. Believe that the things you're saying will come to pass. Jesus said, you'll have it. That's all you have to do. Listen, I want you to tell the person next to you, regardless of your circumstances, God is working out everything. Everything for your good. Listen, folks, God is fighting for you. He's always been fighting for you. You cannot lose. It's going to all work in your favor. Romans 8 and 28, it says, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. God is working it out in your favor, regardless of the attack, regardless of the situation. The Bible tells us that Jehoshaphat, when they went out against the enemy, they just start praising God like the battle had already been won. The enemy didn't know that. They said, we came out to fight. You're praising God like it's you've already won the victory. They said, that's right. We're just giving them praise. We're giving them praise. The Bible says that God caused them to start fighting themselves, the enemy. They were so confused. Well, if we can't fight you, we probably should fight each other. They were so confused. They killed each other to the last man, the Bible says. And then the Bible says that the valley of conflict became a valley of blessing. Because when they went in, they took all the spoils. They took all of the gold and all of the silver that the people had brought in with them in the place where the battle took place. What you need to understand is this. Regardless of your circumstances, God is working things out for your good. Something good is happening. God has given you a testimony. Something that can encourage other people. You're not going to stay sick. You're going to be healed. Why? So you can give your testimony. You know what the Bible says? The things that we go through in life, they are things to encourage other people. You're not going through those situations just for you. You're going through them to tell other people the goodness of God. And if God did it for me, he can do it for you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Don't Be Intimidated by Circumstances, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom the Lord has delivered. And so, Lord, help us to share with others the truth of salvation, the cross of Jesus, that he died for us all that we might be saved. Father, we pray that you would give us courage to speak, to everyone in our sphere of influence to let them know that they have a responsibility to know you and to serve you. And Jesus Christ is coming back again so soon. Father, we want every person to be ready. Help us, give us courage that we'll share the good news of the gospel, that you love us all, and that the power of God is on our side. Bless every person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.